easy.
So we're calling the meeting to order at 6:02.
Call number six.
Approval of the minutes of December 18, 2018.
I'll make a motion we approve the minutes.
Seconded.
All those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Minutes are approved. Appearance of interested citizens. Do we have any tonight? I can see the press is asleep already. Okay, we'll continue on. Election of chair and vice chair.
So are we going to open nominations or?
Yeah, okay, the nominations are open.
Okay.
Sorry, I thought that was good enough, but nominations are open.
So quiet.
Anyone?
Somebody jump in there. Somebody can volunteer if they want.
No, I'm the new guy.
Can you hear me?
Yes.
So
I can volunteer.
I'll nominate. Fine, go ahead then.
Well, no, you said anything.
I was going to nominate David Loudon to continue on as chair.
Second.
Is there any other nominations? Okay. I guess, do we have to vote?
No, you can, you're elected by unanimous consent.
Okay. Now, vice chair. The nominations are open for vice chair. I nominate Mr. Matt.
Matt Lawyer, yeah. Second.
Anybody else? Any other nominations? Any second on Matt?
Clint second.
Clint seconded.
I'm a little stuffed up today. All those, no others? So we got another unanimous election. You see how tough these jobs are to get. So Clint says he hasn't got much information on the solar eclipse plaque.
Not yet.
So we'll...
Another month.
Okay. 3 to 5 year park plan for dedicated parks fees.
So, board, emailed you the updated copy of that. Have you all had a chance to review it? Mm-hmm. And do you have any questions? I didn't receive any questions back through email, so I assumed it was looking better.
I've thought of... one other item that we might want to add to the list.
What would that be?
Country Glen Park, south side pathway needs to be leveled. Country Glen Park,
south. Is that the one along the ditch?
Yes, along Lavish Ditch, south side.
Okay, so leveled.
It's got some little rollies in it, bumps. not a large stretch, there's only maybe 20 feet that are affected.
Okay. So we will probably be doing some other minor pathway repairs over time. Mm-hmm. And a small project of that size would probably be something we can just fit in to our maintenance budget throughout the years. When I did the significant pathway projects this last go around, we were looking at the real severe areas that did not meet the 2% ADA grade, which is a left-right cross slope, 2%, not front and back, running slope, toe slope. So I will make myself some good notes to keep that on the radar, if you will. And next time we have any asphalt work, we can take a look at that and try to fit that in.
I'm good.
Does that work for you?
I'm good with that. Thank
okay.
you.
Okay. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Matt.
So I did get a couple comments from some folks online. Most of the comments are more geared towards capital improvements that aren't necessarily in the scope of the 3 to 5 year maintenance and operations plan. But for the record, there's a desire to get some additional shade trees and benches around Country Glen Park, although Country Glen's got a fair amount of trees, especially along the path. There is a place to sit along the path as well as the picnic area, but there's some desire to see some additional capacity. And then possibly maybe even looking at some swings in that. I don't know that's necessarily anticipated in the master plan at this time, but in a capital discussion that could be looked at. And then the other one was brought up was some shade tree options down around the Big Toy. And the person that brought that up, I suggested that we talk offline about looking at some alternatives outside the park system to possibly get some trees planted around the Big Toy. Now, even if they're planted now, they're really not going to have any cumulative impact on the area for quite some time until they're of age. But there's some alternatives for shade being looked at, specifically on the structure, not related to this 3 to 5 year plan or anything else. So, but got those comments and just wanted to bring them forward.
Yes.
So I can speak to shade at the Big Toy a little bit. Staff is looking into getting some shade kites, they call them, which is basically a fancy shade tarp type of thing that you assemble, and it's suspended over the top of basically anything you need it to be suspended over, so structures. And as far as shade trees at the Big Toy, even though you're not noticing them quite yet, there are 9 significant trees planted down there that will get 50 to 100 feet tall. And they're about 6 to 8 feet right now. They are finally rooted in. They are starting to take off. You're going to start seeing them actually kind of be noticeable here in the next couple years. So I did plant those about a year after the toy was built in anticipation for the need for shade in the future, knowing that trees take a while to grow. So that much I can at least say has been done. And then hopefully we can put in a couple shelters as well down at the Big Toy in the near future, picnic shelters. And that will also help provide shade, not in the toy, but just outside the toy.
How tall did you say they were going to get?
The trees?
Uh-huh.
50 to 100 feet.
Okay, thank you.
Yeah.
How long does it take for them to get that size?
Depends on what tree you're talking, but once, you know, I would say on average you're growing 3 to 4 feet a year, height, vertical height.
10 years.
So in the next 3 to 5 years, they'll be getting the shade that people are asking for. Great.
Look at the amphitheater. I think those trees only been there 5 years, and
yeah, they're starting.
Now we're trying to figure out how to cut them.
Mm-hmm.
They're so tall.
Yeah.
But again,
they just take water. Give water to them the first couple of years. They grow like you can't believe.
But I think though with those solar cells going in, that's going to significantly reduce the amount of heat and sun exposure specifically on the toy itself. And then as Robert mentioned, with the shelters going in probably in the next couple of years, the tree issue probably won't be as critical, I think. So 5 years from now won't be an issue as much, maybe.
So the shelters you're putting in at the Big Toy, are they going to be as big as the sand volleyball courts?
That's the goal, yeah. Real similar to those. Mm-hmm.
How big is that one?
About 15 by 15, I believe. Maybe 20 by 20. I don't remember exactly. Was it 20 by 20?
Yeah, it might be.
There was a slight size change midway in that process, but they're larger than our small shelters that we have in at the, I think it's 20 by 20, mm-hmm. is what we ended up going with. So I think we were doing 10 by 20s at a lot of the other parks that the scouts were building for us years back.
So will that go in the reserve reservation system when you get those put up?
Yeah, it would.
Okay. Are there questions for Robert?
So, Mr. Chair, do we need to send this as a formal recommendation to council through a vote tonight?
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
So nice. I'd like to make a motion to forward the 3 to 5 year parks prioritization plan to City Council for approval.
Second.
We have a motion to forward recommendations of the 3 to 5 year plan as it stands now. And it's been seconded. Any discussion? Seeing no discussion, all those in favor say aye.
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 All those opposed? Passes. This is too easy tonight. Update on exercise equipment in the parks.
Yeah, I think I can talk to some of that. So we had some discussions with the National Fitness Campaign about opportunity for putting a fitness station in one of our parks. Cost on it was possibly going to be a problem. And I guess, Matt, you'll probably want to speak to this, but Matt took it to City Council, and they seemed kind of lukewarm on the idea. Is that right?
Yeah, so, I mean, generally, because it's a capital project right now, I didn't really gather there was a tremendous amount of favor from the council to pursue it from the city's perspective right now. That doesn't necessarily mean that if folks were to come forward with a plan to raise the necessary funds that we couldn't move forward with it. It is a huge financial ask. It's about $90,000 local dollars that have to be raised in order to get this thing built. You know, it's kind of one of those things that's, I think, outside the scope of what we're looking at in terms of parks planning right now. But again, if somebody were very motivated and wanting to talk with this consultant group, they have a history of being able to help raise the funds for this type of thing. If somebody wanted to go and talk with Kaiser Permanente, who's been a project supporter of this National Fitness Campaign before, I think they've either completely sponsored, at least partially sponsored, big portions of something like this. And with us being a hill city, there's some additional opportunities, but it's kind of one of those things, if somebody wants to champion it, they're going to need to champion outside sort of the normal parks stuff. I don't think that staff is going to allocate any additional time to try to do any research or any grant work on this right now. It's just outside the scope of what we're looking at, from what I understand, right? So, I mean, if there's somebody enterprising that wants to, you know, tackle this and help raise the $90,000, I think that I'm not misspoken. If, you know, that comes to fruition, then I think staff would maybe take a second look at the time necessary for that. But this is specifically related to the National Fitness Campaign Center that I showed in the video. It has nothing to do with what Mr. Davis is working on. So it's a totally separate discussion. So.
Mr. Davis is here.
Yeah, and Mr. Davis did show up since we called for appearance of interested citizens. I don't know if you're interested in speaking to your project right now.
I could, yeah.
Sorry.
That's okay.
Great.
Come forward. Yeah.
Come on up. Tell us who you are.
Why are you here?
I couldn't hear him anyway.
Good evening, job. Members of the board.
Is your microphone on?
Hello, members of the board. Pleasure to see you. Councilman Herrera, pleasure. Parks, folks. Let's see. I wish I had some exciting news to report. Since I was last here, first let me apologize. I wanted to show up and give a quick report, but then I'm a member of the Oregon Hunters Association. I'm on the board there, and I need to get to that meeting as well. But essentially, I spoke to Rotary, and unfortunately, I had an incomplete proposal because I haven't been able to get information regarding concrete and site prep, and I'm kind of having issues there. But so if anybody has any great ideas, please let me know. But I've reached out to some folks, and no one's gotten back to me.
What do you mean by concrete and site work? Are you looking for somebody to do the work and do the prep?
Yeah, well, I just need a number, yeah. And I do need a – mostly so that when I ask for funds – I have a complete proposal. Yeah.
Have you talked to Salem Concrete?
I've reached out to them. I haven't heard from them.
Talk to me afterwards, because they'll do that for you.
Yeah, that's what I've that's the interesting thing. So I've heard there's some great people to go to that could potentially step up and do the work, and I've also been basically told I need to have a complete proposal with numbers that show what it would cost, right? So I'm kind of in this holding pattern, but I did speak to Rotary, and they are interested in the project once I get the final numbers put together, and the number that they were talking about is about $10,000 commitment, so that could be a good thing. So it's just a matter of them, and then I've got a conversation going with Legacy Health out of Woodburn.
Great.
Yeah. So that's where I'm at. If I can get some numbers to present to the board of Rotary Monday, then that their business cycle is a little different. So they have their board members meet the second Monday of the month for the actual board of Rotary. Then their foundation members meet the second Tuesday of the month. That means this year we've missed the board, the foundation meeting, the people with the money, but we can still hit the board meeting, the people who refer projects to the foundation. Does that make sense?
Yeah.
So I would, if anybody has a good resource, I'd love to hear a suggestion. But and then maybe I can meet the Monday deadline for the board and potentially get funding next month.
There's another concrete company out on Matheny. I don't know the name of it, but I go by it often.
Yeah. What'd you say it was out on what?
A concrete company on Matheny Street.
Okay.
North of Kaiser, out near, out past the Wheatland Ferry.
Yes, I've left a message with them, actually.
Okay. Might be a source.
Yep.
You're still looking at four locations, four parks?
Yep.
On the concrete?
Mm-hmm.
What you need to do in most cases is get somebody who knows that company.
Yeah.
And they'll get it done for you. Somebody new calling them and wanting that, not necessarily they're going to do it for you. So.
Yeah. So.
But I'll do the Salem concrete for you.
You will?
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you, Clint. I also, I was going to talk to Mark Collier because he made the same reference, you know, so-and-so will take care of it. But at the same time, I needed to get some numbers to, so that they kind of knew what the project size was and what I was asking for.
Hey, Clint, do they, Salem, they pour, they're not doing site prep, right? Or do they do site prep?
They've done site prep for me, but I can get somebody like Randy Miller to do the prep stuff.
Bring an excavator in or something, yeah.
Yeah, and Hearst, I spoke to them, and they said they'd be happy to donate equipment and stuff for the project, so.
All that stuff is actually pretty easy to do, that part.
Yeah.
When are you going to ask for the money here after it's gone?
Yeah, probably.
Because there's not much time left here. I mean, you have to have everything done and built by
June. 1. Yeah, July 1.
So, Clint, it sounds like you're going to get him hooked up with Salem Concrete and Randy here in the next couple weeks.
I'll get Salem Concrete to do it. That's not a problem. They're really good people. But to get it built and all the process you got to go through, you have to have all that done by July 1.
Yep.
And that's if the money's still there. And the money's there right now. Have you turned in the grant yet?
Uh-uh.
He needs, I assume, all the figures that he's looking
That's what
for
I'm talking
right
about. I need somebody to give me some figures, say, hey, this is what it would cost. Give me a bill for it, or at least an estimate, and then I could turn around and move forward and say, these are my costs. Can you give us some money? So I actually reached out to the Oregon Concrete and Aggregate Producers Association. That's a local association. They gave me some good names, so I'll follow up with them as well. But that's where I'm at.
Great. Well, I hope we can get this done this year. How much funds do we have left for the matching grant program? Do we know?
I have that figure. It's a little less than $8,000.
Yeah. Oh, okay.
I gave him the exact number left in the account, so he knows exactly what to write down on his application.
Great. Sounds good.
Okay. Clint, maybe we can talk to Salem Concrete together this week?
Sure.
Thank you. Thank you. That's it for me. And then I apologize. I got to go.
It's all right. Thank you.
Great. Okay. Great to see you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Are you going to be at the Rotary meeting?
I'll be at the dinner.
The dinner Thursday, but I'm talking about it at the next meeting.
Clint. The next board meeting.
Clint, your microphone.
Hello.
Hi.
What's the question, board member?
Larson.
Holland?
I'll check with you later. It's all right.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Jeff, I'll shoot you an email with an excavating company, too.
Well, I think we'll go on. Well, on Parks Report. And Sarah is not here. Dylan.
Yeah, I checked out my two parks. Willamette Manor, since the last time I reported, had the new path put in. That looks nice. Oh, yeah?
It doesn't look nice at all.
Doesn't look? All right.
Come over here, please.
Yeah.
I thought we didn't have any interested people.
Yeah.
Dennis Phipps, and I talked to Bill Lawyer, and he said that they're coming back to fix it because they didn't do it right. And if you look at there is no curve, no straight line. It's literally goes in and out all the way down, and it makes a big turn as it goes down the hill, and then that has kind of a decent curve to it. And then they paved over the walkway right into the kids' play toys.
Yeah, so that, I agree with that.
It was nice that they did by the drinking fountain. That's fine because it was just weeds, you know, so that's good. But, yeah, the pathway is horrible, absolutely horrible. And it's so high because, like Robert said, with the slope that they had to go with, I don't know if they could have dug down deeper, you know what I mean, and then sloped it to the grass even on one side and then just a little bit raised. But the raise, I should have measured it just tonight. I was there, and it's got to be 8 to 10 inches high. So it's now, you take any kid, you know, with training wheels or something like that, they're going off the edge in a heartbeat. A wheelchair, which is part of the reason for the slope, right, and mm-hmm. stuff like that, you don't want to get near the edge. Cause it definitely will flip it over, you know. Even Wallace Park has a huge, on the backside, it has a huge hole, you know. So, and Bill had told us that this was going to get fixed, but now, you know, we're into the winter, so who knows? You know, I don't know if they can redo stuff. But he also said that it wasn't poured right. It was too cold when they poured it, so that's why it's so porous.
Willamette Manor.
So.
Robert, maybe I misheard you. Last time, I think somebody you mentioned about at the edge of the path, they were going to fill in with dirt or
yeah,
something?
Yeah, so when Wes Kaiser came, was it two meetings ago? I think it was 2 months ago, and made the same, you know, little conversation here. Basically, what we were explaining to them was that in order to meet the 2%, you know, ADA regulations, we had to fill, because our current paths in a lot of areas were cross-sloped 4 to 5%. And so to meet that 2% without removing the old path completely, there was a lot of fill. And the dirt that's left on site, specifically at Willamette Manor, so there's two dump truck loads of dirt sitting down in there.
Right.
Our crew is going to come back and bring that dirt up level with that path and everywhere that it needs it. Unfortunately, the time of the year that they finished, and we had a lot of other jobs we were wrapping up, it just got too soggy. We can't get a backhoe in there right now to move the dirt.
Are
so,
they going to be able to curve the edges properly?
So the edges, we've contemplated on saw cutting some of that out, or when we bring the soil up, it's going to hide that. It won't look as wavy because it's not going to be sitting up on top of the turf. And the quality of the finish work on top, that park will be seal coated this spring at the earliest, you know, time we can due to the weather. It has to be 60 degrees to seal coat. So you will see the finished product on top become smooth, very smooth again with the seal coat.
Right.
And the dirt work will happen as soon as we can get some equipment in there. And I'm sorry if that wasn't communicated to you in this process.
Yeah. We got on the board, and we just talked about it at our last meeting.
Oh, okay.
So that's why.
Yeah.
And then we talked directly to Bill. So.
Uh-huh. Sure.
Okay, then the other thing is, if it's okay, of course, you told us about resurfacing the thing, and I'm one of the people that told you about the tennis courts is what mm-hmm. I'm talking about. And anyway, you know, the cracks in it.
Yeah.
You had said the guy gave you an estimate that, you know, 20% would probably crack again.
Yeah.
And that's fine. We understand the cracks. It's the cuts. The slurry they put down turns into fabric.
Mm-hmm.
And it's like you can literally lift it up like this.
Sure.
And it goes across, so when you're running towards the net, that's where you trip on it.
So.
And I don't know if you glued it down or somebody glued down one on the opposite side.
Yeah, there's been a couple attempts to repair what you're talking about. And I don't mean to cut you off, but they just approved our plan here. And on year one, which is starting this July, is replace that entire court.
Oh, okay.
Start over fresh. That will get removed completely, and new concrete will be poured there fresh. No repair job, no fixing, just completely new.
Yeah.
So.
Excuse me, can you move the mic closer to you?
Oh, thank sorry. You. Well, since you're saying you're going to pour that, what I was wondering is there, you have a basketball court there. Are you going to re-put that there?
We were going to involve probably the neighborhood and the West Kaiser Neighborhood Association to, you know, speak to us. But in our current plan, because we're trying to estimate numbers on things, we didn't want to increase the footprint too much because you start to add some numbers to the project. So our current plan, unless somebody, you know, wants otherwise, would be to basically put back what's there.
Okay.
If you guys want to see it increased in size dramatically, then we would need to have that conversation and figure out what that extra cost would be and if that's a cost we can afford to do.
Yeah, we were just kind of hoping for maybe on the outside of the fence, you know, so the fence would be behind the backboard like type of, you know,
uh-huh.
What I mean?
Uh-huh.
So move it, because when you play basketball now, you have to be on the tennis court to play.
Uh-huh.
So if it was on the back side of the fence, which would increase the footprint.
Increase the footprint.
You know, then at least, one, you have a backstop for the ball, so it wouldn't go on the tennis court.
Mm-hmm.
And two, it's just, mm-hmm. You know.
Yeah, so that'll be a project that we would probably want to involve, you know, the neighborhood like we have, similar to up at Meadows Park when we redid the playground up there. We invited the neighborhood to come have that conversation with us and, you know, toss around some ideas. Do you want tennis? Do you want pickleball cross stripe? Do you still want basketball? If you do want basketball, do you want a half court basketball? How do you want it arranged? What's the total footprint? What's the square footage?
Yeah.
What are the fencing needs? What are the access needs? Things like that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, and one suggestion, next time, if when you do pour that, if they could put the, is there any way to put the fence into the concrete or down? Because that's where we have the biggest problems, the kids pulling up the fencing and stuff.
So yeah. So
it some way, if it's glued.
It will probably have a bottom rail this time versus no rail at the bottom that you actually attach it to.
Yeah, that'd be awesome.
It would be a better fence. That court is probably, I'm just guessing, I don't know the exact age, but I bet it's 30 plus years old.
Oh yeah, he's
at least.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was there when they opened the park.
Which was when?
60 something.
In the 60s?
Yeah.
So that court's
40 plus.
Mid 50 mid
years
to late
old.
60s. Yeah.
Wow. I'd say we got our life out of that puppy.
Yeah. Yeah.
At least he changed the play structure.
Held it well.
Yeah. Sheesh.
Okay. All right. Thank you very much.
Thank you.
Thank you.
All right. Well, that was pretty much all my notes, actually.
Okay.
I was going to say, it looks nice, aside from a few areas, like it's a pretty steep drop into the play area. So I think they were referencing in some parts, it goes from the path to like pretty steep drop off of like a foot in some areas. I mean, you think I'm wrong? It's getting pretty close. I don't know.
12 inches vertical?
Maybe. From the top of the path to where the bike chips are, I think.
Oh, you were talking about the edge of the path.
The edge of the path is like, I mean, it's not super far away from just straight vertical too. But
yeah.
So, yeah, I mean, the edge of the path, the very edge of it is a little bit closer to the bottom of the bark chips. But then you get up to on the path, it's, probably close to a foot. I don't know,
close to in one area. We did have some wood chips blown in. So
it's that just that corner,
a little deeper. But we could look into maybe blowing some more wood chips in there to, you know, lessen that drop off, maybe get it back to more like a regular curb, 6 inches, which would, you know, be pretty standard. But keeping those chips over in that area is going to be a challenge, you know, when you start getting anything other than level.
So yeah, and then it was mentioned that the path is curving. That's just where the path was, right? We put it just on top.
Basically, there's a couple areas where their finish work was not the best, I'll say.
Okay.
And it is wavy.
Yes. Okay. I guess I just didn't notice.
Once we get that dirt filled up to the edge, honestly, the grass at that point, a lot of times, if you fill all the way up to perfectly level, the grass, the existing turf will start to want to grow over the walk path, which is not a bad thing, other than it can become a maintenance hassle 10 years down the road, but you just keep shovel cutting it. it would eventually start to hide any imperfections or waviness on the edge.
Okay. Well, I meant,
and we're, I think we're more concerned about safety first.
The path itself, like, curves down.
Natural, is that, this yeah. is what the path did before.
Yeah, yeah.
But the edge curving, like, wavy mm-hmm. edge, was, that's not obviously okay. the way it was.
Yeah, and then I was noticing the tennis court is, there's yeah. cracks in it, as we know, but I was just, I walked down with my wife and was like, yeah, the tennis court's a little rough, but also it's going to be replaced yep. within the next year, so it'll be not a problem soon enough. So yeah, I don't know, that seems to be good. Oh, and then the dirt that you're talking about is down there, like in the like valley mm-hmm.
at
of
the bottom, yep.
That's going to be what's filled in.
Yep, that's why we left it there, yep.
Perfect, that's what I assumed. Cool, that's it. Palmacia Park is still there.
It's still there?
It still
there.
Exists?
It's,
yep. That's right. We didn't sell it, did we?
We didn't.
Dang it.
That's all I have to say about that one.
We weren't going to get enough to make it worth our while, yes. No. Unfortunately, the chair did not get out to his parks. So if you could put me on the agenda for next month, it'd be nice, Debbie. Our new member, Ben Hiddle, did you get a chance to go to, well, Sunset and Northview?
I did. I went out today and looked at both of them. Other than being extremely wet and muddy, they looked fine. I believe it's Northview that has the nice basketball court and the that path and stuff. That all looks good. So, yeah, I could tell. It's been used, but, I mean, because you can see the marks on the backboard. But other than that, the parks are just, I mean, they're wet. So,
very soggy.
Thank you. Wayne.
Country Glen Park is... the park itself looks good. The bridge has some, or just on the east side of the bridge, there's some graffiti on the fence. It's not actually on the bridge, and it's not in the park. It's in the Gubster neighborhood on a private residence fence, but there is some graffiti there right as you go across the footbridge. I don't know if Parks takes care of it or if it's out of the park arena.
Well, generally, if it's a private fence, the streets crew would try to advise the resident owner before we go covering up something on their fence. I believe that bridge itself, if you ever see anything on the bridge, we've kind of shared with our streets crew here at the city the responsibilities, but mostly it's their responsibility because it's not in the park yet. So how long's the graffiti been there?
I've just noticed it the last few days.
A couple days ago?
Yeah, it's okay. a green alien on a white fence.
The green alien again, huh?
The green
and
alien.
There were at least two.
I can advise our code enforcement at least to go take a look. And sometimes he has community service kids that can go around and help cover up graffiti. So
I did have an idea when I was... putting the soccer field in at Country Glen to paint a mural on that fence.
On the private residence fence?
Yes. Yes. Oh,
have you ran that past them at all?
No, I haven't talked to anybody, but it's just an idea. We, in just for history, I created a soccer field in Ontario, Oregon, in a not so good part of town. And there was the project. Originally, there was a fence there, and it was all covered with graffiti. So the local service club, Kiwanis Club, painted the fence a solid color. And then another group painted some soccer images on that fence, 11 images of soccer players. And became known as a soccer mural. And that's kind of what inspired the soccer field. Well, anyway, all of the gangs respected that mural. They did not tag that mural. And so the soccer images are still there. Looks really cool. So I went over to look at the soccer mural, and that's what inspired me to build that soccer field in Ontario. And that's the success of that one is what inspired me to build another one here.
So you're going to contact the...
No, well... I would have to contact the private residents to paint on their fence if someone wants to paint a mural.
Who is it? Who did the mural on the bowling alley? What was her name?
On what?
On the bowling alley? Oh. Well, there was one lady on the art commission. She's not on it anymore. Oh. Who who was managed it, but it would probably be something maybe that would be done through the Art Commission, unless you wanted to contact the probably the art teachers at McNairy. A lot of those murals like that done in different cities. When I lived in Dallas, they had a big long one along a long brick wall on a busy street that always got tagged, and the high school art department did the same thing, and it's still there, and I've been away for 20 years now.
Excellent.
And it's still there. So it's a great idea to keep it from being graffitied. But
and the kids are always looking for something project for
yeah,
their...
Yeah, and that it was art students in the high school, so that might be an option.
Thank you.
Okay, I also have a little report on Hidden Creek Park. The tree that had fallen over has been cut and removed. I think almost all of it's been removed. Might be a few tree rounds remaining. The Hidden Creek Homeowners Association put in an irrigation system, and it's working just fine. The seven trees that it supports are all healthy. So their irrigation system is working.
That was one of our grants, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did they close it out? Everything's
oh,
good
yeah.
on it?
Yeah, that was done early summer. Midsummer, maybe. I don't know, it was hot out. Midsummer.
That's all I have.
Well, it's nice to hear that the grant money. I didn't know that we had any follow-up on that, so if we did and I spaced it, my apologies, but it's good to hear that we had a good, successful project.
So we're going to have you talk again, Robert. It's staff report time.
All right. I don't have a lot, but the bathrooms down at Kaiser Rapids are still coming along nicely. Definitely have those open by this spring sometime. And begun conversations with some skate park designers, hoping that, you know, this was going to be approved tonight, and it, you know, thus far everything's going forward well. So we're excited to start that conversation of what the phase two rehab on the skate park will look like exactly. We kind of have an idea, but I'm going to do a kind of a walkthrough to make sure they see the current condition again, and then come back to the board and start, you know, having that conversation of how do we want to involve the skaters and the kids that are using the park and what they want to see and all that. So definitely look forward to talking about that probably again next month. I'll have an update for you on that. And like everybody's saying, everything's real soggy right now, so we're kind of trying to stay off the turf as much as we can and kind of do some of the detail pruning and you know, minor cleanup stuff that we didn't quite have time to do this fall. So that's all I got.
Thank you, Robert. Roland.
The mic's on. First of all, welcome to Ben Hiddle, and good job, Ben. last night was a very momentous for City of Kaiser. Everybody got sworn in, our new council people. Position number five, Elizabeth Smith got sworn in. And for position number six, Dan Kohler. And just a few words about Amy and Bruce. You know, they were on our council, and they were part of the council that was kind of special to me because of what we did. And thanks to this particular group of people, Parks, Matt, for some of that accomplishment that we all shared together, I think. And it meant a lot to us. So goodbye to Bruce and Amy. And also, it was a great night because we had a whole community feel here because McNary's Orchestra Strings were here. I looked out and I saw Betty Hart. I saw a lot of community. Phil Bay, who I haven't seen in forever. And a lot of key people were here. And I think, and I'm going to add this real quick. Chris said something that really meant a lot. And he was quoting Councilor McGee, or former councilor. And what we had here last night was a change of power, basically, in a local level. It was kind of interesting because, you know, you think about all the political environment and stuff going all over. We are so fortunate at a local level how we do it so peacefully and cool. You know, like they say, like you would say, you know, other countries, and they fight and kill each other for power and stuff. And local level, it was so awesome to see community members here. And I got a big kick out of it. Being a history guy, I got a real good kick out of that, what they said. And welcome the new council. And also, I want to mention this. Kim Freeman was elected council president. She's a senior council member. And also a shout out to Pastor Jose Dominguez from Luz del Valle. who did the wonderful invocation, and it was very heartfelt and perfect, I thought. Also, last but not least, my appointment for a volunteer coordinating committee is Robin Wilson, and just so you guys know, she's a great lady from our community, worked for Wells Fargo, and she will be a great addition. She's pretty much committed more than probably anybody I've ever had, and her claim to fame is she's Josh Riddle's mother-in-law. So, but anyway, thanks. Pretty much that's it. I just want to make sure we covered what happened last night because I felt it was really important for our community. And thank you very much.
Thank you, Roland. So before we get to other business, we'll introduce our new member, Ben Hiddle. Is that how you pronounce your name?
Yep.
You want to say a few words?
I volunteered for this to get into helping Kaiser out. I grew up here, went to McNary, went away to the military, came back. Coached freshman baseball for a couple years at McNary until my job took me elsewhere, and then now I'm able to come back and start giving back to the community again, so I'm happy to be here.
Thank you for being on the board.
Welcome.
Welcome. Other business. Mr. Lawyer.
Well, thanks, Mr. Chair. I'm happy to have Ben here. Known him for over 20 years. Went to middle school, high school together, and just really happy to have him on board. We won't judge him based off of off his address, but he's from Salem.
Born in Geyser.
Yeah, I'm just teasing. Anyways, super excited to have Ben on board. He's going to be a great asset. I'd also like to take a second to congratulate Mayor Clark and Councilor Herrera on their reelection and reappointment last night to the swearing in last night. It was great to see Roland there with his grandkids. And if you want to get it in the feelers a little bit, watch the video last night. It was kind of cool seeing him holding his granddaughter and his two grandsons stand next to him. So that was pretty special. So one other little piece, finally got the money from the GoFundMe thing to the Moors. That was a terrible challenge. I don't know why I didn't just give them cash out of my pocket and then get reimbursed, but I didn't think with my right brain. But they finally have the cash now. I was able to give it to them last night, and so there was a total contribution of $60 for that, which wasn't a ton, but they did tell me last night that their project is complete. They got it completely installed and done, and they should be forwarding all the financials for reimbursement soon. So that's pretty exciting with the solar project there. In terms of Clagger Creek Watershed Council, our January meeting was canceled because we just didn't have a ton for the agenda, but we're going to be kicking off first week in February with some really good discussion moving forward on the watershed. We got a lot of really good projects coming straight out the gate. One in February will be the Ben Miller cleanup, which is kind of an annual thing. So that'll be pretty straight away. We'll talk a little bit more about that next month. We are looking for some new members on the Executive Council. I'm up for re-election for the council, both as a member of the executive committee, but also as chair. So we'll see if they want to continue to have me on there or not. I'm hoping to, because I really enjoy doing the projects there. But we're really going to kind of build some momentum this year on a couple things that we've been working on, and so we're really excited about that. I think that's all I've got for now. Thank you, Mr. Chair, and congratulations on another year.
Thank you, Matt. Donna?
Nothing really new to report from the Parks Foundation. Looking forward to getting the information and receipts from Peggy and her husband, Moore, regarding the solar build, because we'll be paying off some of that money for them. We haven't had a meeting recently, and so yeah, nothing's really happening there, so we still have money in there for grant, and if you know somebody that's looking for money for a project, have them come to us.
Thank you, Donna. David. Any other business?
I've got one.
Okay.
I'm on the Traffic Safety Bikeways Pedestrian Committee, and we've been working on two proposals for safe routes to school. We'd also like to work with the Parks Advisory Board and start looking at things called safe routes to parks, mm-hmm. and possibly work together with the two committees to see if we can get something, a project related to safe routes to parks.
Well, Wayne, looking at those grants, because I went through those. A lot of those are study grants, and I think I don't know that they actually do a lot of in terms of infrastructure. I think it's basically doing an evaluative process. Mm-hmm. I agree that I think that that's something we should probably take up, especially we've missed the window for this grant cycle. But I think that that's something that as a board we could definitely look at. You know, I don't know off the top of my head. I mean, I think most of the accessibility stuff is really going to be covering a lot from what I understand they're looking at in terms of the grant. But if you want, I'd be willing to dive into that a little bit with you, maybe talk to you and Hirsch or Mike or whoever and see if we can kind of flesh out a good plan. But I think we're really much closer to actually accomplishing that than we might know. But still worth looking at, I think.
Okay, sure.
So, Mr. Chair, I do have one question of Debbie. So looking at, since Zyra's not here, we don't have anybody to report to council. The 14th is a work session. Are we going to be doing any reports to council on a work session?
No, that's my mistake. Let me see. Oh, no, I have my calendar. They are, it'll be the week after that, the 21st.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I'm happy to do it. I've got to go for planning commission anyways, so I'd be happy to do it if nobody else wants to. I'll drag Ben along so Ben can get the experience.
You better ask Ben.
I agree.
He'd like to join you. I mean, you know, come on.
Sorry, Ben.
Possibly. I'll have to check my schedule.
All right.
That is good experience. Don't go with somebody the first time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. They threw me out there for you tore me apart.
If I show up, everybody on the dais goes, oh. except for Roland. He's used to me by now.
All right. Reminder that next board meeting is Tuesday, February 12th. And with that, we can stand adjourned at 6:48.
Draw for the hat.
We have a drawing.
Oh, but wait.
Does that have to be valued?
I just have Debbie call a number out 1 through 7.
But Zyra is due to report to council. You're doing it? Yeah. Okay.
Where you took the numbers all in
there. Then we have to know what her number was.
Does it matter who picks?
Y'all have a number, don't
you? Yeah. Have a number.
Make Debbie. Debbie.
Yeah, 1 through 7.
Okay, you have assigned numbers?
Yeah, we got them right
here. Well, two pick ones.
Go Debbie, go Debbie, go
Debbie. Debbie, pick my number, will you?
What do I get? I
can
pick my
finger.
Hug and a kiss.
Oh, geez.
That's
crazy.
Three.
Right.
Hey, the new guy got it.
Okay. beginner's luck.
What did you win?
I don't know. Oh, yeah, I won the buds.
Yeah, you're just going to go down there and say if it doesn't fit, you'll pay.
Shiny Oregon style.
Is that good or bad?
Or Michigan State.
If it doesn't fit, I know somebody like it.
Oh,
smoking.
Did you have a good birthday? Close. I'm
having
a good birthday.
Oh,
doesn't look as good on
it. It is.
Right.
Thank you very much.
Look at
the Irish,
man. Look at the Irish, man.
You as well.
Well, I went to the Reebok Bowl.
Horrible game. I'm stay fine. I'm the team you guys beat.
Okay, well they're a good defense, too. Like, Teddy Nagus or something.
You want to put me a new jacket?
Oh,
very nice. Come to a sport?
No.
Oh,
that's
really
nice. That's a huge place.
I forgot to name it. It's in here somewhere.
Yeah, whatever.
Planet Earth.
Oh, okay. That's good.
Yeah, well, I know we signed, because we're my good buddies from my prison. He's a huge Ducks fan. We signed another home and home match.